There's jubilation and concern over the end of the federal mask mandate on public transit. The two diametrically opposed emotions mirror a country where people are at once fed up with the coronavirus and worried about the latest variant, which is significantly bumping cases in a number of places, including D.C., Arlington, and some other suburbs. The mandate was supposed to last until May, but a Florida federal judge said it was unlawful. Now, this evening, the Biden administration says it will only appeal the ruling that ended federal travel mask mandates if the CDC believes it's still needed. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis talks about the situation with Gigi Granville, senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security at the Bloomberg School of Public Health.
We should look at masks at what they are, which is a way to prevent the virus from getting into your body, and not to think about it as a restriction or any political tool. I know that that ship has definitely sailed, but it is a protective measure that can protect you and others.
Would you have liked to have seen this extended at least until early May?
I would have liked to have seen it ideally extended for a little bit longer until we know what the latest subvariant of Omicron is going to do. We still have a lot of cases, but, you know, I do know that it was inevitable because it definitely had its was marked for destruction, the mandate.
Understood. Where could we head next? You mentioned we don't quite know what the situation with BA2 is. So is it time to talk about best case scenario or worst case scenario? What is the most responsible way to approach it now?
We need to emphasize that people should consider they can continue to mask even if there is no mandate, that there is a reason for a lot of people to do so. It will help protect them, protect their family members. A lot of people I talk to, they have people who are undergoing cancer therapy and things like that. They definitely need to take extra precautions, especially now that people around them may not be. We are not done with variants. We have a lot of the world has not been vaccinated. There's lots of virus that's being spread, lots of opportunities for new variants to form. So I worry that we will have additional variants that will make it better if people are masking. But just in the meantime, if you haven't gotten a booster and you're eligible to do so, this is a very good time.
If you choose to continue to mask, is it time to do away with the surgical masks and the cloth masks and really stock up and focus on the high quality respirators, the KN95 variety and so forth?
Right. The best mask is the one that you'll wear, depending on the situation. But and all masks work, but better masks work better. And surgical masks actually work pretty well. But yes, the KN95 masks do better. You don't actually typically get the full benefit of those masks because to do so, they would be fit tested. If you have any facial hair, that's creating gaps in the masking. But in general, they are better masks. And so if you have a good reason that you're really trying to avoid getting exposed, yes, invest in a better mask.
I don't in any way mean to play the expert, but I can just talk from personal experience. If you have not experimented much with those better masks, the breathability, it's quite a different experience than just a piece of cloth over your face.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes a difference. I just yesterday was on a long flight wearing a KN95. I can attest that it's not always the most comfortable, but it is the most protective. All of these things, preventing getting infected and being able to recover more quickly if you do get infected, it all depends on not just masks, but on your vaccine status, on the air quality. So we need to think in terms of, you know, making sure that you're doing well on all these things. You know, make sure that you get tested. If you're living with somebody who's immunocompromised, get tested more frequently. Wear a mask and certainly get vaccinated and get boosted.
I don't mean this at all as a bombastic question. I'm just trying to be a good journalist and an observer of what's going on. It seems that we are at a stage now where you really need to look at your own situation. Do you have a young child at home who cannot get vaccinated yet, or as you mentioned, an immunocompromised relative? It may be time to stop looking toward the government so much for guidance and just make your own rules.
I mean, it is definitely more of an individual approach than the public, more public focused direction that we were in before. But yeah, I mean, it has always been the case that people have to look at their own situation. We do a lot of work on testing at the Center for Health Security and answer a lot of questions. And people have such individual circumstances things that require them to be tested at different frequencies or different kinds of tests. And the same goes, I think, for masks and other mitigation measures. So the mandate may no longer be in place, but you still need to think about the best things that you need to do for you and your family.
I did just want to make an observation that in your tone of voice, I'm hearing great seriousness, not to suggest that you're worried about terrible things happening, but you don't sound to me that, oh, you know, we're just going to cruise through the rest of this pandemic scar-free. It seems that there's some concern.
Definitely concerned, especially I know that everybody is super sick of COVID, but it's just there's a lot of the world where we have not managed to get vaccinated yet. And so as long as virus is spreading, we have opportunities for the virus to mutate. And there really is no law of biology that states that future variants are milder than the ones that came before. We have been lucky that the variants are not more severe than the original, but that luck could change. And so that is definitely something I'm worried about.
That's Gigi Gromville, senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. She was on Skype.